if somebody hasn't already helped you, I'll get you, all right?
McAllister's Deli is a small business off of Grindstone Parkway in Columbia. General Manager Matt McAllister has been serving customers sandwiches and spuds since December 2007.
We're going to get
one. Can I have a half of a bacon spud?
Sure.
In Obama's State of the Union speech, the president talked about minimum wage, which would affect thousands of small businesses like McAllister's nationwide.
Today, a full-time worker making the minimum wage earns $14,500 a year, even with the tax relief we put in place. A family with two kids that earns the minimum wage still lives below the poverty line. That's wrong.
McAllister wants no part of Obama's plan.
What's going to happen if he raises the minimum wage to $9 an hour? I'm not going to be able to keep my people as long because I have to pay them more. They actually will be working less and maybe probably earning less. I have to raise all the prices on my board by a lot if I'm paying everybody $9 an hour by a lot.
McAllister also wonders if every American worker deserves $9 an hour.
If I want to pay somebody $9 an hour, and I do pay some people $9 an hour, they need to be worth $9 an hour, not just I have to pay everybody $9 an hour, and then I have to pay the people who are actually worth something, what, $11 an hour now, to make it so they actually get more than the people who are just, you know, so-so.
On the flip side, Brenda Proctor says if she was in the president's shoes, she'd go higher than $9 an hour. Proctor is a personal financial planning associate professor at MU and has been working with low-income families for almost two decades. She says having more secure workers helps businesses down the road.
If you're paying everyone minimum wage and you have a lot of labor turnover, you're also retraining all the time. And so there are employers that think it's better to pay people a livable wage and invest in their training and keep them economically secure because they have better workers over the long term.
She says raising the minimum wage to $9 an hour across all 50 states provides equality in a country wanting to bridge the gap between the poor and rich.
I've actually had a couple of small business people that I know tell me is that they really wish that they could pay a higher wage, and they actually favor an increase in the minimum wage because if that happens, they're able to do that and they're still able to compete with other businesses because they've had to do the same thing. And so I think what businesses are looking for is a level playing field.
For Obama's proposal to become law, it would need to be passed by Congress. Tony Notram, KBAA News.